This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Happy New Year, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I am scratchy today. You know, Joe Biden could do a few things and actually sort of stave off what he's helped put in place, but he's not. But I'm going to give him the advice. You can pass this on to him if you want to. For his to-do list, item number one. He should pink slip Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky and replace them with infectious disease experts who can put the pandemic behind us as quickly as possible. Because we're 2 years into this nightmare, and I don't know about you, but I have severe pandemic fatigue. And this means that every day we're still forced to wear masks and obey other endless COVID-19 restrictions. As a reminder that the oh-so-smart Democrats are no better at managing the pandemic than the former Republican administration. And the inconvenient fact is more Americans have died from COVID-19 on Biden's watch than on Trump's. Number two, he needs to get rising gas prices and surging inflation under control. It's no secret that Americans vote with their wallets. Everyday working families are spending significantly more for groceries, food, heating bills, and other essentials under Democratic rule. They miss Biden's predecessor. Not a winning strategy leading into the midterms. Number three, he needs to curtail reckless big government socialist spending. That's a big one, which is jacking up inflation. And it's saddling our kids and grandkids with astronomical debt. And with the national debt already a whopping $29 trillion and growing, and Congress increasing the debt ceiling another $2.5 trillion, when does this end? Number four, he should stop designating American parents as domestic terrorists for simply standing up at a school board meeting and voicing concerns about what their kids are learning. This false and extremely harmful designation is beyond divisive. It's an outrage that will mobilize voters, including independents, against the Democratic Party, deservedly. If Biden wants to keep his party in power, he must instruct Merrick Garland and the FBI to stop targeting moms and dads and instead focus their energy on real domestic threats like drug trafficking, which killed more than 106,000 Americans in the year ending in April, a 28.5% spike from the year prior. The Fed should also be addressing the sharp increases in homicides and violence throughout the country and the out-of-control smash and grabs happening at retailers, amongst other concerns. Number five, he should bring all the remaining Americans home from Afghanistan and hold those responsible accountable for the botched withdrawal. The 13 people, the 13 military personnel needlessly killed in Kabul in the summer, deserve a little bit of justice. Number six, he's got to get tough on communist China and work with our allies to hold them accountable for their role in the pandemic and the subsequent cover-up. If America doesn't address where and how the pandemic began, including Fauci and the National Institutes of Health's reported role in funding gain-of-function research, we're sitting ducks for the next pandemic, because somebody's probably designing it now. China must also be held to account for its human rights abuses of the Uyghurs and its manufacturing and distribution of illicit chemical drugs cartels used to make fentanyl, not to mention their escalating threats to seize Taiwan. Number seven, he should try to dissuade Russia from invading Ukraine. But we're in sort of messed up territory on this one, and this is because Biden's so weak. if we do not interest, whoever, whatever happens first will lead to the other. So if Russia invades Ukraine and Biden does not, if that administration rolls over, then China gets a green light to take Taiwan, and it will encourage other foreign enemies to misbehave. And the humanitarian cost, the global instability, and the threats to democracy that will come from that, no way to measure that. Number eight, he needs to secure the southern border. An open border is a national security threat, period. End of discussion. If the flow of fentanyl and other deadly drugs into our communities isn't alarming enough, the porous border is also a point of entry for would-be terrorists, drug cartels, sex traffickers, and other nefarious actors. And the president's top responsibility is to protect the homeland, which means that every week that thousands of unvetted and unvaccinated individuals enter our country illegally. And Biden and his border czar, Veep, are failing to do their jobs. Number nine, address the spiraling homelessness crisis in cities across America. If Democrats secure the border, there will be less fentanyl and other deadly drugs entering our communities, which means less drug addiction and other mental health struggles, exacerbating the crisis. Fewer illegal drugs means less homelessness. We're not talking rocket science here. Number 10. Rein in the far-left woke radicals exerting too much pressure and control within the Democratic Party. Most Americans are moderates and turned off by extremists on both sides of the aisle, and Biden would be wise to be the moderate he promised to be on the campaign trail. His administration and party veering too far left is tanking his approval ratings and his vice president's, and until Team Biden pivots to the center, their poll numbers will continue to sink, fueling continuous negative press coverage. And without doing that, well, you know, we can look for some GOP power for some years to come. Just a few of the things that, you know. Since Biden has been in place, nobody's been held for responsible for anything. I mean, I understand what happened under Trump. When COVID broke, I understand that, because nobody knew what was going on. And this was going to be something that they were going to try to pin on him, and he knew it. As if any president, you know, how do you keep air from entering the country? But having said that, you know, Fauci's got to go. I mean, even if after Fauci goes, I mean, that dude's going to make $350,000 a year for the rest of his life just off of his little golden parachute retirement plan. So we'll still be feeling Fauci for a while, at least on payday. So that's definitely got to be one that happens. Then the gas price thing, that should never have happened in the first place. We were there. We were already where we needed to be. So the inflation, and the inflation's being fueled by the crazy spending. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just going to have to stop. And despite all of this, he probably won't do any of that. And what we got to look for now is that two-thirds control supermajority. That means 75 senators. That means 290 plus seats in the House. That's the only way Congress can stop him. But, you know, until the next election when we might can get a president back in there. So that's some stuff he could do. He's not going to do any of it, mind you, because, well, he's Joe, and he thinks he knows, even in his demented state, he firmly believes that he knows what's going on and what needs to be done. If that were so, if only that were true, that would be so much more gooder. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Back in the day before he was a state senator, Barack Obama was part of something called the Joyce Foundation. And they put together this idea for something called the Chicago Climate Exchange. Now, the Chicago Climate Exchange was going to trade in carbon credit. And essentially what carbon credit would be you buying credit for unpolluted air in some place where there is no industrial base working, where they're not building anything and there's no pollution, you would buy that in order to continue to operate. You'd be allowed so many metric tons of pollution for free, and then if you, and it would always be less than your actual production of metric pollution, right? And the way they would measure it had nothing to do, so, you know, most of these factories now actually operate about as clean as they're going to get at this moment in this with this technology, and they do a pretty good job. But also remember this, Barack Obama, when he was president, when he became president, he said there would be a time where it would necessarily become to where people couldn't afford their power bills. Because carbon credit would not be something that you could buy. Right? So, so this was all, it was one, it was a way to create control over the populace, and two, it was going to, it would make inflation that we have right now today look, well, I mean, look at California. They have carbon credit. They have carbon credit there and with certain businesses. And look how much it is just to buy gas in California with all of their climate stuff going on. So anyway, I digress again. Right now, the climate panic is gripping the far left profiteers of doom. They're still out there doing this. See, they make a lot of presumptions. They do a lot of models and everything else. But if they became aware, as well as the people who don't believe in climate change the way they do, anthropogenic climate change, man-made climate change, they noticed an error they made in their presumptions and in their calculations. When they were calculating how much warming we may cause, they forgot to factor in the sun. Now, the sun is, as a heavenly object, it is completely unpredictable. Nobody knows what kind of flare-ups we're going to get or what kind of, you know, stuff we're going to get sprayed with as far as energy ejections that happen off the surface of it. It's a wild card. And when you don't take that into consideration, I don't know how you're going to actually measure anything, because the sun is in charge of a whole lot of stuff. Now, they looked at 1850 as the benchmark because we weren't having any measurable impact on global temperature at that time. Even the climate alarmists will grant you that. So they start there. And they're looking at this all in Kelvin, which is, you know, it's a measure just like Celsius and Fahrenheit, if you're not familiar with it. Now, the total natural greenhouse effect that year was 32 Kelvin. And the measured global temperature was 287 Kelvin. The sunshine only emission temperature was 255 Kelvin. So that there was a difference there, and they looked it up, and they figured it out, and they figured out this was caused by more water vapor in warmer air. This was called the system gain factor. And this is direct warming before feedback responses multiplied to give final warning, or warming, excuse me. So they have this little calculation going to figure out what these numbers are going to be. And there, and that's where they made their mistake. They'd forgotten that the water vapor feedback, because all others broadly self-cancel, has to respond not only to direct warming, but also to the observable fact that the sun is shining. Because water vapor is in the air, and the sun is shining through the air. So after correction and taking into account all of these things, they found out that the system gain factor was not what they had imagined in 1850. So everything that they put together in 1850, which was the foundation for all of this was incorrect. So then they figured out that nearly all of the feedback response in 1850 was a response to sunshine and nothing else. If the feedback regime today is as it was in 1850, we're looking at, over this century, a net beneficial of 1.1K increase, which is minuscule. If that's what we're looking at, guess what just is, guess what's over? Climate change is over. The climate emergency is over. The need to go green is over. All these things are over. And sure enough, we found out that since the Second World War, it's been about the equivalent of 1.1K. One thing that's been widely unreported lately is that there's been absolutely no global warming at all for approaching 8 years now, and no statistically significant warming for about a decade. Of course, you're not hearing about that, because that way they can't take your IKEA coffee table that you paid $35 for and jack it up to $500, because now they have to cover the overrun that they're having to do with their carbon credit. See, right now, the left is out there. They are enjoying your inflation. That's one thing I'm telling you right now. They're enjoying your inflation, because it's hard for you to make ends meet, and that makes you more and more willing to look for other ways to make ends meet. Like, maybe if they give you money, they just print it and hand it to you. Yeah. Now, James Hansen is a far-left agitator at NASA, and he first talked about the error in 1984. And he imagined that the system gain factor would be somewhere between 2 and 4, which is basically a tacit admission that nobody knew what they were talking about with that. When you're out there, if you don't know, you don't know the feedback strength within 100%, you're going to be nowhere near what it actually is. So, this means climatology has not the faintest idea how much, or rather, how little global warming we may cause. All of these multiple guesswork pages out there, all those reports, that's all been a guess. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Year's Eve celebrations are taking place around the world despite the Omicron surge. There were no New Year's Eve fireworks in central London, but some people gathered at the Shard skyscraper to ring in 2022. For those spending New Year's Eve in Times Square, things are a bit different. Outgoing NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Let's have fun. Let's do it in a safe environment. You're going to wear a mask, and that's the expectation for everyone.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News. Violence broke out in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, injuring six people after more than 65 shots were heard. Initial reports suggest the shooter hasn't been identified, and the incident is still under investigation. A 21-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the abdomen and was rushed to the hospital, where she remains in critical condition. Five men under 30 were also injured in the gunfire. Most students in Michigan's Oxford schools will be heading back to classrooms on Monday after losing a month of learning.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Back in the 1990s, Philadelphia was a lawless seeming city. Population was shrinking. Homicide rate was peaking, 500 killings that year. On the University of Pennsylvania campus, the local fast food joints were nicknamed Murder King and McDeath. There were a few anxious parents that tried to pack their freshmen back into the car and drive them somewhere safer when they dropped them off. This all thanks to the large urban boom. These same streets are now lined with expensive buildings because of the urban boom, and upscale shops, and until recently were noticeably safer. But the last few years have seen a rapid regression. Two men were killed near a college campus a couple of weeks ago. And the city as a whole just broke that 1990 record. This year's body count now stands at 555 as of Tuesday night. And nor is Philadelphia alone. At least a dozen cities have set homicide records this year. The scale of the killings is recapitulating the worst moments of the United States 20th century urban crisis. And if we can't stop it, we'll also end up with this kind of over-the-top political response that we've spent decades regretting. Because people are going to do things. Now, this was an era when Bernard Goetz, the subway vigilante, became he gained his notoriety for being mugged and fighting back. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton left the presidential campaign trail to be home for the execution of a severely brain-injured convict. A few years later, as president, Clinton would help spearhead passage of the infamous 1994 crime bill, which ended up dogging both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden during their presidential runs because the modern era blames it for mass incarceration. The younger progressives who call out Biden and Clinton tend to view the law and order politics of that era as pure sadism, or else as racist. new Jim Crow backlash that served to keep black Americans separate and unequal. And now they're not wrong that tough on crime policies were especially tough on black people and Hispanics in their view. But most people tend to overlook at how central crime is to the history of American criminal justice policy. And that's understandable. It's hard for anyone to imagine how differently they would think and act if they were seven times more afraid of being killed. Although I will point out to you that these areas where you are seven times more afraid of being killed are also areas where you are not allowed to have a gun, own a gun, carry a gun. See, on the one hand, if you go to jail and you want to make a better of yourself, jail's always been one of those places where you could try to build a second chance. But with some crimes, right, with some crimes, they should just lock them up and throw away the key. That's always been a constant. That's never been, you know, something that's up and down, up and down. So, let's look at what's in the plan, shall we? Now, crime control, they will tell you on the left, is a prerequisite for many items on the progressive policy agenda. If you want people to support higher immigration, reassure them that foreign gangs are not going to reassemble in American streets. If you want people to move to dense, workable, walkable urban neighborhoods where their carbon footprint would be smaller, those neighborhoods won't be very attractive if there are many criminals walking around, too. And, of course, people are most likely to support a reformist criminal justice agenda when crime's not exploding. If many people you know have been victimized, you tend to err on the side of keeping offenders in jail. And for the leftists, that's just not a good thing. But it's not just the progressive agenda that has benefited from the United States' decline in crime. In the wake of recent mass shootings, gun rights advocates have managed to block even overwhelmingly, supposedly sought-after gun safety measures like stiffer background checks, which are universal background checks, which means a registry. And there's a big gap in voter intensity there. Now, the leftists would argue that gun owners are a single-issue voter. And that's because the gun issue is a good barometer. It's a good measuring stick for how a politician feels. And if you get up there and a politician looks at you and says, "I don't care if you carry a gun, I'm carrying one myself," then you probably have somebody that is fiscally conservative, socially conservative, for the most part, right? Now, they still try, of course, to exploit the rampage killer. And one of the things they're coming to realize now, and they find this to be a bug. This is not a feature, it's a bug. The intensity of the grief and the fear and everything else after one of those shootings, like, say, in Newtown, is brief and over with. And that's the one they push. And in the meantime, where they have inner city issues, which is almost always due to Democratic policy, notice how we never hear about those for the most part. Now, they look at the 1994 crime bill on the left, and they really, really envy the fact that they got an assault weapon ban out of that. And they believe it to be politically unthinkable to do today. And I agree with them, right? But here's the thing. If there were more crimes going on, say, in D.C., which there's plenty of crime going on there, if things like that were still the murder capital of the world, it is believed by the left that politicians might find it more thinkable to ban semi-automatic weapons. Now, for them, I don't know what they think that would serve. It wouldn't serve much. In the 1990s, adults were the national equivalent of nervous parents, overwhelmed by anxiety about crime, afraid to leave their kids at college. In the interim, since then, that went away and now it's coming back. But if it's coming back, it's coming back because those areas are still run by Democrats. And since they decriminalized everything, crime and everything else that goes along with it, it's ticking back up. It's all about policy. All about policy. It's never been about the tools. It's about the policy. And getting out here and wishing for things to go back to the good old days of the 90s when they could ban guns and everything else. I'm glad we don't have so much to worry about that, to be honest with you. Because now we know there's more to it than meets the eye. It's not about the tool. It's about the intent. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In Beverly Hills, where they're buying guns left and right now, even the purchase of a gun comes with certain expectations. The city only has one gun shop. And it's called Beverly Hills Guns. And it is a concierge service, by appointment only, with a very affluent clientele. And business is booming. Since opening in July 2020, the store has seen upscale residents from Santa Monica to the Hollywood Hills increasingly in a panic because they've been absorbing several high-profile smash and grabs. Violent home invasion robberies. The apparent siege has brought in a daily stream of anxious business owners, prominent actors, and real estate moguls, and film executives, according to owner Russell Stewart. Most are arming themselves for the first time. Stewart said, "This morning I sold six shotguns in about an hour to people that say, I want a home defense shotgun." Mr. Stewart's store is discreetly located in a Beverly Hills office building. No sign on the doors down the hall from a diamond dealer. He says, "Right now everybody has a general sense of constant fear, which is very sad. We're used to this being like Mayberry. A la Andy Griffith, I guess. And that fear has the wealthiest of the local gentry contemplating ever more elaborate security measures, like armored luxury cars, safe rooms, bulletproof glass in their homes, fake Rolexes, fake jewelry. I find that interesting that the fake jewelry is actually a part of it, because that tells me they're more interested in their appearance than they are, say, in their in the reality of the situation they're in. I wonder if they also have given up their Bentleys and they're driving Volkswagens or something. I don't know. One client asked about creating a Tony Stark level security of a half dozen automated drones to hover over his house. Now, I myself would like to see those, because I would love to see the battery that powers those things. Now, Stewart, his gun store is actually part of a larger security company, Force Protective Agency, said, "Yeah, we could do that, but if you want the Gucci package, it's going to cost money." And they're experiencing a rebound now, because they had a couple of diminished years because of the pandemic. Some firms had their on-site security guards sent home for health and social distancing reasons, but not anymore. In Beverly Hills, the craving for additional security dates to the right, that followed an otherwise peaceful Black Lives Matter protest in May of 2020, where they had unprecedented looting along Rodeo Drive that left broken boutique windows beneath beloved luxury brands like Chanel, Dior, Gucci, Michael Kors, MCM, Armani Gildo Zegna. Last March, a $50,000 Richard Mille watch was stolen at gunpoint from a diner at the Il Paseo restaurant. Pretty sure I didn't pronounce that one right. The December 1st home invasion robbery and shooting death of philanthropist Jacqueline Avalent, 81, in her Truesdale Estates home only accelerated the arms race among the affluent. Beverly Hills is definitely a target, according to security expert David Perez, CEO of Omega International Group and a former Marine who's worked security in the Clinton White House and the Pentagon. And they're trying to coach their clients, which are, you know, for the most part, they're pretty tone deaf. We're telling them, hey, don't go out with the flashy jewelry. Try to keep a lower profile. Instead of driving the Bentley, maybe just take the SUV. Or you could hit the streets in a luxurious ride retrofitted with countermeasures like electrified door handles, run flat tires, and armor plating that can withstand military ordnance. Like the $650,000 Mercedes-Benz S680 Guard, which can repel rifle rounds and the detonation of hand grenades. Or the million-dollar tank-like SUV from Latvia's Darts Motors Company. So right now, in Beverly Hills, they have 2,000 cameras deployed throughout the city. And they also have recently hired 2 private security firms to patrol neighborhoods alongside police. Todd Johnson, president and CEO of the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce, says, whatever the police have needed, fortunately, we are a city that can write a check and get it. But the city and the population of the city are fully aware that they've become a very inviting target. I mean, if you're going to steal a $400,000 watch, are you going down San Pedro or are you going down to go to Beverly Hills? And while supplementing police with private security can have an impact in smaller cities like Beverly Hills, it's not as practical, say, in L.A., which has way too few police officers, according to Alan Nissel, an assistant professor of law at Pepperdine University and the principal at the Wilshire Skyline Property Management and Development Firm. He said many of our residents are petrified of the company's high-end apartment buildings and short-term residences, which stretch from Hollywood to Beverly Hills and Malibu. A manager at one of his Santa Monica buildings was recently held up at knife point. He said, every single building that we manage has had private security services provided because of upticks, and we've never used private security firms in the past. On Nissel Street in West L.A., a number of WhatsApp neighborhood watch groups have agreed to collaborate in the event of civil unrest. They designate people to block the streets with private cars and surveil the streets, he said, Nissel. Some of his most progressive colleagues are arming themselves, including many who've never held a weapon, never considered holding a weapon, and now feel like it would be irresponsible not to. Okay. Now, major celebrities at peak fame who require full protection can spend more than $1 million a year on security, according to multiple experts, including one-on-one by oversized security muscle, a tactic that Perez dismisses as an amateur mentality. Now, being physically fit is a given for, you know, personnel that may be combatants, but you don't have to look like a linebacker. You also have to have skills and you have to be able to improvise. I mean, think Kevin Costner and The Bodyguard instead of The Rock. It's not just, I'm a big guy and I can push my way out to here. You have an entry plan and an exit plan because things aren't always as smooth as you think. At Beverly Hills Guns, Seward instructs his clients in the law and encourages them to visit shooting ranges in L.A. And he says the simplest security option for many will always be a $350 shotgun, as available to the average citizen as it is to the rich. But he said, I don't want everyone out there panic buying. And he's going to try to build a shooting range in Beverly Hills. That'll be interesting. Regardless, he knows many new gun owners will fail to get any training at all. And that's a mistake. I don't think I have any Beverly Hills listeners. I'm almost certain I don't. But it would be a mistake to go out there and purchase guns and then not learn how to use them correctly. And Stewart's looking at this thing, and he knows that there's going to be some that are just going to get it, never train with it. He says we're going to have a lot of guns out there and a lot of untrained people's hands. But when you think about this apartment manager got robbed at knife point, think about what if he'd been allowed to carry a concealed carry weapon. He probably would have had an even chance at best. Well, no, not at best. Actually, he might have been way ahead of that. But when you think that you can get by with very little in the way of equipment, you do. Happy New Year, America. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.